Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what's good, people? This is Trackstar, the DJ of Run the Jewels, and you're listening to the homies over at Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another incredible episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, and our good friends over at Red Cinemas in Midtown Greensboro, North Carolina. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I'm brought to you by, or today I'm joined with, I'm sponsored now.
What letter are we sponsored by?
The letter O.
Yep, O. The letter circles.
It's me, Don, aka your friendly neighborhood trivia man.
Ooh, and Nicole, aka Il Mama.
Great. Glad to have Nicole and Don back in the studio. As you may already know, the Warner Brothers and DC world has been in a little bit of disarray. Not the best year for them, between Ezra Miller trying to fight the entire island of Hawaii and starting cults out in mountain country. And, of course, the infamous Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial as well. So besides all that, they are under new ownership. Discovery took over Warner Brothers / DC. And David Kozlov, CEO of Discovery, is looking to reset the brand. So we are going to go over news, notes, reactions, feedback, all that fun stuff. As of 2 days ago, has been reported that Dan Lin, executive turned producer, known for the Aladdin, not remake, but real life iteration or whatever, the Sherlock series, the Lego movies, as well as the It movies, Dan Lin will be stepping into a Kevin Feige-like role over at Warner Brothers in regards to the entire DC platform. So this includes the games, the movies, the shows, everything under his umbrella, pretty similar to how Kevin Feige is with the entire Marvel platform over there at Disney. So we're going to, talk about, of course, Black Adam coming out in just a couple months, and then the pushbacks on Shazam, Aquaman, the cancellation of Batgirl, and go from there. We would love to get your feedback as well. Don't forget to follow us on social media as well as the website, popculturepodcast.com. Send us your reactions, your notes, your questions, anything like that. And you never know, you could be featured on the next podcast episode. So, Jerry, why don't we start with you, my friend, as far as, what is happening with DC and Warner Brothers, and where are we going?
Well, all the news you just told me, I'm looking up. This sounds, we can only go up from here.
Yeah.
What we got, especially when James Gunn jumped over and did Suicide Squad and then Peacemaker, that's the kind of content we want to see.
Yeah, agreed.
Back when, I've always said, especially with the later Batman, or the mid-range Batman movies, Forever, Batman and Robin, Warner Brothers was just total cash grabbing at the moment. I think they're back at it, but now this is really looking up from what you said. Like, I love this guy, Dan Lin. He's, if he had anything to do with that Sherlock show.
Yeah. I believe it was just the movies that he was attached to, but those are
huge franchises. Yeah. And there's talk that they're doing another one.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
But, and then he was in charge of bringing Batman to the Lego franchise.
Yep.
And that was a huge hit.
Oh, so funny.
Arnett's probably one. He's up there with some of the voice actors that do Batman.
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy, the guys like that, where you think of them as Batman.
Yeah.
People think of Will Arnett as Batman now.
Yeah.
So they're doing it. They're killing it. So anybody that's been in charge, have anything to do with that, give them a chance.
Agreed.
Especially, give him the same type of power that Kevin Feige has. Maybe not so much with the comics, because Feige's in charge of Marvel Comics too.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So maybe not go that far.
Yeah.
But give this guy a chance. See if a giant overarching story is what you want, let somebody take a stab at it. Or keep it kind of separate and keep it different than Marvel.
Yeah.
We'll see.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, that's B-L-E-A-V 50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, the standalones, I think, have been really great between the Joker, the Batman this year. Apparently the Batman is going to be a pretty much like a Nolan Batman series. It's just going to be a trilogy, and then they're going to wrap that up. And they are looking for someone to save the DC Entertainment Universe. And we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot riding on Black Adam coming out October 21st. You know, The Rock has claimed over and over again that the infrastructure of the comic book world is going to change significantly. Yeah.
His infomercials on Black Adam.
Yeah. And I mean, the guy is a brand. And, hopefully this will be more along the lines of his better hits and not a San Andreas, not a skyscraper.
Rampage.
Right, not a Rampage. The guy will sell tickets, don't get me wrong, but it's definitely a little bit different for us comic book fans out there. We're definitely more critical.
Right.
And don't let stuff slide as much as we would for a San Andreas or, some of these, I guess, action films that aren't really attached to anything. It's just an action film and it's supposed to be a popcorn flick. For us, we want the popcorn flick, but we also need you to back it up with a good storyline, good villains, good everything that we just come to expect.
And it sounds like they've got a pretty good, formula for this. It's not just, Rock focused.
Right.
It's not Black Adam focused. You've got so many characters in this. You've got Justice Society members mm-hmm. popping up for the mm-hmm. first time. You see, the Atom, Dr. Fate, so many other characters are going to be in this movie. It's not just going to be about him, but it is an overarching story, and there's rumors that Henry Cavill is going to appear maybe at the end of it.
I hope so. He's the best Superman.
Yeah.
He's so good. And I mean, I'm hoping that I don't want to say will rip off of Shazam, because I believe that as unexpected as a hit as it was, that the original Shazam really started righting the ship for DC, especially after Justice League and the first Suicide Squad, the non-James Gunn Suicide Squad. So we'll, we'll see. I mean, it would be awesome to see Henry Cavill come back and, don the cape. I don't know which iteration.
Yeah, which
is it
going to
be black? Is it going to be red? So, and now, Nicole, in terms of like DC movies, what are some of the last couple that you saw? And are you excited about Black Adam?
You're going to embarrass the shit out of me.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Well, how excited are you for Black Adam and, of course, our boy The Rock being in it?
I mean, if The Rock's in it, I'm going to watch it, obviously. DC movies, let me see. Wonder Woman was probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. She's DC, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Nope, there we go.
Hey.
Nope, there you go. I hit the wrong button. And you get the crowd cheer.
The Rock, for sure.
Yeah. The second one.
And my extensive knowledge of DC. No. The premise seems pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about Black Adams, mm-hmm. obviously, mm-hmm. but it seems kind of similar. What is that movie called that Will Smith was in?
Oh, like a Hancock.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Seems kind of similar to Hancock. An anti-hero that turns into a hero. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm digging that because I actually really like that movie. It was refreshing. It was different. And, definitely was a hit. So
Nice. Yeah, Hancock, I just watched it again. Well, not like the first time, but I watched it maybe 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those like under the radar, like that movie fucking rules.
It really
it's so good.
Does.
And Jason Bateman and Charlize Theron. I mean, great script, great action, great cast. I love it.
Yeah, so if it's anything like that, which it probably will be better since it has The Rock in it, I will watch it.
Hancock shows up at the end fighting Superman.
How crazy would that be?
See Top Gun Maverick in theaters and now bring it home on digital. Tom Cruise stars in the spectacular action-packed epic, which critics are calling one of the greatest movies ever made. Buy Top Gun Maverick on digital now and dive into over 110 minutes of incredible behind-the-scenes bonus content. Available at participating retailers, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. So with other news, as we mentioned earlier, Ezra Miller, The Flash has now been pushed back to June 23rd of next year. Apparently, they're going to stick with him with all
fuck
the
craziness.
Fucking up, bro.
Yeah. Oh, fucking my up, dude. God. Yeah. I was just looking online at all of the things that he's done, and I'm just like, you are.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on some shit, you know, trying to, I mean, Hawaii is supposed to be a very beautiful place. I mean, he got into what, like two altercations and a couple restraining orders in Hawaii, and then apparently he's got some family.
Like, how you vibing like that? Yeah,
some in family Hawaii. In Montana.
Like he's definitely not smoking weed.
Like, no.
People don't do that.
Dude, he's tweaking weed. On something, but.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Tweaking on that sherm.
He's like.
So we'll see. I mean, at this point now, I think it would not make sense anyways to recast and redo The Flash, especially with the Flashpoint storyline, having Keaton come back, having Ben Affleck come back, you know, doing the this is pretty much like their version of Spider-Man into the multiverse as well as Spider-Man 3. So it's going to be interesting to see what
really
happens.
It really sucks because I read a thing where like test audiences, people fucking loved showed them of
I
it.
I bet. So I think that's what it is. I think, honestly, they're just going to shelf it, just like anything else. You know, when you let the shit die down, other people are going to do crazy shit on social media, and then we'll be talking about them. And hopefully for DC and Warner Brothers' sake, they're like, nobody else, okay? Yeah. Nobody else fuck shit up.
Well, maybe they'll use the, you know, multiverse and, like, do extensive reshoots and kind of...
Yeah.
Like maybe cut him out of it and bring like the kid from the show into it or something.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, they might want to just, you know, cut their losses.
Yeah.
Use what they have, you know, filmed already.
Exactly. And I think this is the difference between DC Warner Brothers now than when we got Justice League too, because it was definitely a cash grab for Suicide Squad Justice League. It's like, we need to crank this shit out. Marvel is putting everything out under the sun. We are unorganized. Get it out there. We'll make a ton of money and all the fans will hate us. And that's what happened. Yeah. So at least now they're like, you know what? We can push stuff back. Let's get it done right. Because the next film, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, was slated for this Christmas season. And they're pushing it back a year. Now, it hasn't been confirmed, but I'm pretty sure they're probably going to recast Amber Heard after this whole fiasco.
Probably.
I hope so.
And at least with a year now, reshoots, just like you said, do it right. You know, keep what you can. Let's get this thing wrapped up and done in time. You know, I don't think they're going to shelf it and wait for this thing for Amber Heard to go away. I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon for her. I'm not saying that Johnny Depp's an angel. We already had the podcast episode on the Depp Heard trial. So, you know, if you want our feedback and reaction to that, go ahead. But she's something else.
She's psychotic.
So, yeah, we got Shazam! Fury of the Gods, March 17th. So this will be the next one after Black Adam. Very excited for this. Really, really loved the original Shazam movie. It was a very, very pleasant surprise
for me. Way lighter than what we were getting.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm looking forward to see what happens with this. It's got Helen Mirren and the Lucy Liu. Lucy Liu is the other villain.
Who is Lucy?
Who's that Lucy Liu type?
Yeah, Who's the one that looks just like Lucy Liu? Lucy Liu. Playing the villains, and the whole gang will be back, and they'll get to showcase some more of their superpowers too. So Shazam and the rest of the fun bunch over there, and then and the Funky Bunch, and then Blue Beetle. Coming out August 18th, 2023. It's going to have our boy from Cobra Kai on there. I'm interested on this one now. Jerry, I do not know much about Blue Beetle at all. If you have anything you can fill in for us.
I'm not a big DC guy, but it's a kid. He's got this magic scarab, and then when he uses it, he gets these like this armor and powers. He hangs out with Booster Gold a lot.
Okay.
Maybe they'll do something with him. He's Booster Gold's a time-traveling character.
Okay.
So... I guess at the time they were helping each other out sell books. Like one of them wasn't doing too well. The other one do too well. Okay. It's what Marvel did with Iron Man Power Man and Iron Fist. So gotcha. Luke Cage and Iron Fist, their sales were dwindling. So they put them together. So they hang out a lot. So I really don't know a lot about DC characters.
Yeah. We'll see. Love the kid from Cobra Kai. Interesting.
I love him.
Yeah. He's great. He's great. So I'm interested to see. And I mean, I think.
Glad your back's all right.
Yeah, glad you're doing better.
And the new season of Cobra Kai coming out next month.
I read some news earlier today, actually, that the Aquaman himself, what's his name? Momoa, let it slip that Affleck's in the Aquaman 2.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So Affleck's Batman is going to return.
Okay. I like Affleck's
which
Batman.
Means he survives the Flash movie if they put it out when it's supposed to come out.
Ooh, good point. Excellent. Any final thoughts before we wrap up? I mean, at the end of the day, I really hope these changes are in the best interest because to me, I'm not one that wants to see anybody fail, movie studios fail, you know, intellectual property fail. It's always great when you can kind of match your competition out there, especially in the form of entertainment. And I mean, DC's definitely had some highlights in there, especially with their non-DCEU properties. But it would be nice to finally get the DCEU in a consistent right direction, not just a hit here with, you know, Shazam or Black Adam and then have a couple duds. Not saying that everything in the MCU is fantastic, you know what I mean? And that's another episode for another day. You know, there's definitely some letdowns in there in the MCU, but as far as franchises go, they've definitely been the most consistent, period. You know, that and the John Wick universe right now.
Right. Well, they're canceling their own movie, saying they're unwatchable. Like, they straight up canceled that Batgirl movie because they were like, it's not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad because those guys are the guys that made Ms. Marvel.
Right.
And I love Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell the execs were thinking.
That's right.
Maybe that'll get resurrected somehow. I don't know.
They'll do the bring out the Ms. Marvel.
And the Wonder Twins. They were supposed to do something about the Wonder Twins. I know that's like kidsy, but.
Yeah. They went ahead and canceled that. Now, Jerry, do you think they're ever going to get to a crisis situation as far as the DC universe?
Well, I'm sure their plan is to put it out immediately and not take their time.
Right. Right.
Of course they want to do something like that. Marvel's already, you know, well into their multiverse saga and all the crisis events were about the multiverse in the DC comics. So that stuff's coming, but they have to do it right. If they're wanting the shared, you know, build it up universe, they're going to have to do it right and take their time and flesh out these characters and make us believe in them and believe that the stakes are real, because that was my biggest qualm with DC comics is like Marvel comics felt more like relatable and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
DC people were just way heavily overpowered, you know, for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going off.
Because every one of them is epic.
But to answer your question, yes, they're going to try to do that, but maybe they should just let Marvel do their, you know, multiverse thing and let it sputter out. Maybe. I don't know.
Exactly.
Save that for later.
Yeah. I'm sure that web will get pretty complicated.
It has. It definitely has. And, you know, we do our 2022 recap. We'll bring up the whole multiverse situation. Winners, losers. Is it getting, you know, tired already? Yeah.
Were we the losers?
Very true. Very true. All right, y'all. Well, we want to know what you think. You know, is DC heading in the right direction? Are you excited for Black Adam? You know, we want to hear all of it. Be sure to reach out to us on our social media platform, Zero Dark Nerdy across the board, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Of course, the website, popculturepodcast.com. Big shout out to our sponsors, the Believe Podcast Network, their website, BLEAV.com, betonline.ag. For all your sports betting needs. Football season is back, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you get those bets in. And of course, Red Cinemas in Midtown Greensboro for all your cinematic adventures. That is redcinemas.com for movie times and tickets. On behalf of everyone from Zero Dark Nerdy, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You have victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.